Secure ship for sea. Make all preparations for getting underway.
Aye, aye, sir. All hands to stations. Single up all lines. Cast off forward. Cast off aft. Clear the bridge. Clear the bridge. Secure hatches and vents. Stand by engines. All stations manned, sir. Ship rig for getting underway.
All ahead, one-third.
All ahead, one-third. Aye, aye.
Stand by to dive.
Diving stations.
Dive. Dive. Take her down easy.
Aye, aye. Trim bow diving planes. 3 degrees down.
Catch her at 10 fathoms.
Aye, aye.
Steer 30 degrees.
Right rudder, 30 degrees.
All ahead full. Steady as she goes.
Aye, aye, sir. All ahead full.
This is the captain speaking. Welcome aboard. We are now underway and proceeding on a course that will take us on a voyage of exploration through liquid space. En route, we will pass below the polar ice cap and then probe depths seldom seen by man. Make yourselves comfortable, but please remain seated at all times, and no smoking, please. The smoking lamp is out. Among these coral reefs, you'll see various species of marine life feeding among the seaweed and unusual rock formations. There are lobsters, crabs, sea turtles. These reptilian patriarchs of the deep are the amphibious descendants of the dinosaur, and have changed little in the past 200 million years. Roaming the coastal sea bottoms in search of food are the groupers, or giant sea bass. And speaking of giants, the giant clam has a fluted shell that can weigh up to a quarter of a ton. And the moray eel, with its powerful tooth-filled jaws, ambushes unwary prey from holes and crevices in the reef. The fish world has always been considered a silent habitat. But now, thanks to remarkable advances in marine technology, we can use instruments such as our sonar hydrophones to actually hear the fish talk.
Radar 1. Weather warning. Surface storm ahead.
Weather alert. All controls 8 degrees down.
Weather alert. Down 8.
Hold her at 80 fathoms and proceed on course.
80 fathoms. Aye, aye.
Submarines can dive safely below the violence of surface storms. Other craft have not been so fortunate. Witness the evidence of their fate. The graveyard of lost ships. Stronghold of sunken treasure.
Salvage operation ahead, sir. Divers to port and starboard.
How many attempts have been made to claim the treasure that lies hidden in these rotting holds? A fortune in gold and jewels, safeguarded by these man-eating sharks and other silent sentinels of the deep.
Raise the polar ice cap, sir. Ice flow thickening.
Take her deep.
Aye, aye.
We are now passing beneath the North Pole into a region of deep water where the sun has never penetrated. Here in this realm of eternal darkness, nature has provided her creatures with their own eerie luminescence.
Warning light, sir. We've reached maximum depth limit.
Ease her back up to 80 fathoms.
80 fathoms, aye. Captain, a giant squid dead ahead.
Stand by, repellent charge. Steady as she goes. Our submarine is equipped with a high-voltage electrical shield that would discourage even the most aggressive predator. There are legends told by ancient mariners of ships being crushed into splinters by the powerful tentacles of giant squid. But of course, these stories have no basis in fact. They're merely tall tales that should be classed as fiction along with the myths of mermaids? I don't believe it. Mr. Baxter, check the air pressure.
Green board, sir.
Mermaids and sunken treasure. Something is causing these hallucinations. Or can it really be possible? No.
Unusual formation to port and starboard, sir.
Aha. These crumbling heaps of stone betray the hand of man. These classic ruins could very well be the legendary lost continent of Atlantis. For centuries, scholars have debated its existence. Some believe that ages ago, a magnificent island was destroyed by a tremendous volcano.
Captain, it's an underwater volcano.
This confirms it. That seething mountain still denies rest to the civilization it destroyed thousands of generations ago. Helmsman, steer clear of the tottering columns.
Aye, aye, sir.
We now appear to be safely out of the area of volcanic disturbance, and we...
Captain, sonar reports unidentifiable condition dead ahead. Sir, it looks like a... It is, it's a sea serpent.
Great Scott, you're right. It is a sea serpent. Red alert. Emergency maneuver, all engines.
Emergency maneuver. Aye, aye.
Captain, we should enter this in the log, shouldn't we?
No. Forget it. Nobody would believe it anyway. I think we've been submerged too long. Stand by to surface.
Aye, aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching our home port. We've enjoyed having you aboard on this adventurous voyage through liquid space, our last frontier on the planet Earth. Station the maneuvering watch. Rig ship for mooring.
Aye, aye. All hands to stations.
Pilot to bridge. Reduce speed and proceed to berth 2-9. Stand by to dock.
Bridge, aye, aye. All ahead, 1/3. Stand by the mooring lines.
Now, when the cabin lights come on, please stand and disembark to your right. Take small children by the hand and watch your step up the ladder. Please use the handrail. All ashore, please. All ashore.